Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tim, and the topic of our podcast today is The Babysitter from Hell, Christine Falling. This psycho, she killed some kids, and she had all kind of issues. Not someone you'd want watching your children.
Did you date her?
No, but... I did not date her, this
Why does she get to talk when she ain't been introduced?
You make a good point there, whoever you are. You haven't been introduced either. I'm the only one who has the floor right now.
You've not been introduced.
I've introduced myself. I would like to introduce to our listeners, our panel. I'm joined, as always, by the very lovely and talented, the Queen of Mean, the Mistress of the Macabre, the Mistress of the Macabre.
Well,
you said that before. Empress of Evil. And Satan's Dirty Little Secret, Brandy. How are you, Brandy?
I'm good, Timmy. How was your trip?
My trip was fine. I went to Hotlanta. Had a good time.
Good.
Went to CNN. I could not find Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, but you said Wolf Blitzer was asking you questions. I'm a little jealous of that.
Wolf Blitzer did ask me a few. I was in the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer.
Was there a situation?
There was no situation at the time, but I was in the Situation Room.
Sure.
You became the situation.
Well, yes, he usually does.
But I was asking around for Anthony Bourdain, but he was in Parts Unknown.
Oh, okay.
Well.
No one knew where he was, but... Anderson Cooper wasn't there because, like, I went through the tour and, like, all the, you know, gay guys were asking in the group were asking where Anderson Cooper was.
Yeah. I love Anderson Cooper. You shut your dirty
mouth. I'm just saying, every gay guy in our tour group was asking for Anderson Cooper.
And speaking of Parts Unknown, how many times in Atlanta were your parts in Parts Unknown?
No. I didn't do any. I didn't go to.
He says this every time.
It was lovely.
It was lovely.
He said he had a lovely time.
I had a lovely time. I went to CNN. I went to. See a movie. Life was good.
But he didn't plug our show to Wolf Blitzer, so.
Did not.
Hurtful.
But I did see The Wolf Man. So.
You did?
Yeah. So anyway, how was your weekend, Brandy?
It was fine.
Well, that doesn't sound like it.
It was just.
Would you like
to
talk?
It was fine. There was nothing that. I didn't have anything going on. I had, as Chuck put out all over the interwebs, I had a minor surgical procedure done.
Yeah, I didn't get, what was that?
What was that?
We didn't that get, is so
Because our listeners personal. Are concerned.
Nah, it is personal, and I feel...
Was it a clitobotomy?
I feel... No.
Didn't we already talk about that one?
Clitobotomies?
Yeah. The snatch snatches? You didn't get your snatch snatch, did you?
No.
Okay. Was it on...
But I feel like you wouldn't ask this question if I were a man.
Well, you wouldn't have a snatch.
That's right. You wouldn't have a...
Was it a lady part problem? Is that all? That's all our listeners need to know. Was it a lady part problem?
No.
Okay.
Was it a butt problem?
You're a butt problem.
I'd also like to introduce the very distinguished and honorable...
Yes. So honorable.
Man about town. Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawkwaters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm lovely today, Timmy. I'm lovely. I I'm back on my normal routine. The family's back. Tanner's back in Chicago.
You're no longer feral.
Started his first day of work yesterday.
Oh, great.
They were, No, they went to Harry Potter World, Timmy. Mm-hmm. Now, we go to Chicago.
That's why our shit lasts.
We get home.
I'm telling you, that's devil worshipping right there.
Yeah, they fly to Harry Potter World. Tanner sends me a text. Now, and you got to understand, the Mrs. Colonel, Tanner, and Logan are huge Harry Potter geeks.
Right.
Huge Harry Potter geeks. So, Tanner sends me a text. I want to buy the robes, but they're $106.
So is he just sending you that text as a maybe perhaps you're going to step to the plate?
Well, yeah, well, I did.
With Apple Pay?
Stepping into the play, yeah, and sending. But I told him I wouldn't. If you wrap Justin Bieber and Kim Kardashian in a sacrificial robe, I still would not pay $106 for the robe.
I would pay you $106 for that. Only if I could beat the robe.
But the funnier part becomes, he also, of course, you can't go to Harry Potter World without buying
a wand.
A wand.
Right.
And he did not, he thought the interactive ones were bogus. You know, they didn't have those on the real show. So he got
interactive
one.
Interactive ones are bogus because the rest of them are real.
Yeah. And when he gets home, he realizes it's chipped.
Son of a bitch.
So he called.
He had a chipped wand?
He had a chipped wand.
Defective wand.
Defective wand. He said the spell still worked, but and you should have seen the kid. He was like 4 years old. He's walking around the house, you know, erectus, penisitis, or whatever, you know. And
I don't think that's
you know
a
where
spell.
There's a lot of wands?
Where?
Mexico.
Really?
Nice.
Did not know that.
Really?
So, wands.
There you
I
go.
Okay, that was a good one, Timmy.
Thank you.
So anyway.
Fucktard.
Then he looks like this 3-year-old kid who did not get a Christmas gift and looks down at his wand and he's like, there's a chip out of this.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't put up with that shit. I'd sue somebody.
Well, I said, you know what, Tanner, we'll take care of that. So we called Orlando.
You called Orlando.
Called down in Orlando at the Orlando Resort. Yeah. And they said, you know, here's a shipping label. We'll just send it back to us. We'll send you another one. Well, we get to the thing. We get up to the UPS station.
Now, wait a minute. I just want to point out we had a discussion about time issues with the show. And
you're in it by not letting me finish.
The colonel feels we spent too much time on the story. I just want to point that out.
Because usually the story is not about him.
So this is kind of funny, though. It's me, Tanner, Mrs. Colonel, and Tanner. And right. The guy asks him his name, address, gets all the information, and then he finally gets to the question, well, what's in the box? Mm-hmm. And Tanner looks at him and says, I was hoping we could avoid that. And he said, wow. It's a wand from Disney or whatever, Universal is going back, they got to return one to me. And the guy's like, hey, I'm not judging. And
but
so we're leaving. And Tanner was like, that was humiliating. Tanner said it was humiliating. I just wanted to tell the guy, it's a dildo. And it wouldn't have been so embarrassing.
So how much does wands go for these days?
$28.
An hour.
Damn.
Yeah, you can get a wand for $28. But robes, which I told him, I said,
so you know what? You got $150 in this
you
wand.
You have a full-on wizard with no capabilities.
I know. You know what I ended up doing, because they get me every time, I ended up telling him, you know what, buy the damn robe. I got access to his bank account. I transferred $106 into his account.
Really, Colonel, you had a bad week, because you were here alone.
Oh.
Eating Hot Pockets,
which is always a bad week.
While
your son, who's graduated from a top university,
yeah,
and is spending you're spending $200 on a robe
for this college graduate, who I might add is making just a wee bit less than I am now. He got a job. He got hired away from.
Meanwhile, you're eating Hot Pockets.
And get this to me. He's got a job. It's 9 to 5.
All right.
Now, your hour lunch, they just pay for that.
Right.
You come in the morning, and they have their breakfast. It's a PR firm up in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to replicate Google, I guess. So you walk in, and they got all the breakfast foods.
Is diversity in their DNA?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So his first day was yesterday. He said he thinks he's going to love the job. And
good for him. Congratulations. Good for him.
I hope he gets his wand back quickly so he can work his magic at his new job.
That is excellent. And hopefully next time you won't be eating Hot Pockets.
I it was a rough time. I found out that I just have no structure if they're not there. I have nobody to tell me when to go to bed.
And you just found that out?
I have nobody to tell me when to go to bed.
I looked up.
When you're tired?
Well, I'm watching Parks and Recreation on Netflix.
You have to really wonder what he's doing with his.
I get sucked into Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I'm doing something like that, and I look up and it's like 2:30.
What about your bowel movements and things?
Really?
Luckily, those are automatic. Responses, but going to bed, I found myself one night waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning in the chair in the living room
because you was watching TV.
Because I was
watching.
I know I had my iPad on my lap. I could have been doing it in bed. So I don't. I was eating Hot Pockets and I got some Captain Crunch All Berry cereal.
Oh, you were going wild.
Oh, man. I was just.
I do enjoy that cereal, though.
Oh, all berries.
You were off the hook.
You know, they need next is Lucky Charms All Marshmallows.
Well, that hurts. That makes my teeth hurt. But I'll tell you what, if you get Crunch Berry, like for me, Captain Crunch, I'm either all berries or all.
I'm
Captain
all
Crunch.
In or all out.
Yeah, I don't like blending them.
It's like chocolate pudding and sauerkraut.
I like sauerkraut. For me.
It's like Chicago pudding. Style pop kettle corn. You know, cheese and
caramel. Yeah, that's all messed up.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the story, shall we? Just want to give a shout out.
I want some Captain Crunch.
But if you've noticed, I've shaved.
No, I haven't noticed that.
I mean, I shaved part of my beard.
I'm trying to get Jake to shave. He looks like a deranged Amish guy.
My clothes are ironed.
Did you get a Brazilian?
I have showered.
Do you get a Brazilian wax?
Yeah, because things like that are, you know, like, Chuck, you need to shower.
Yeah, someone has to tell you.
Someone has to tell me that sometimes.
So. Aww. Siri should have told you.
Yeah, she could have.
What about manscaping? You been doing some manscaping?
I did some manscaping.
Grossed out.
I do that every Tuesday is my manscaping day.
Right, that's good. I'm glad.
I got a Colombian, Timmy.
What's
Well, actually, I got a Cuban. Okay. I got a Cuban.
Okay.
It's trimmed just in the shape of a cigar, beaten down.
Okay. That with that
really
thought in our head.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We want to give a shout out to all the folks who follow us on the History Dweebs, the podcast page. We're going to kind of cut down on the shout outs so we can get through these stories a little bit quicker.
Except for Dottie Scott, who we love.
Well, I love Mom, but we're going to cut her out.
You know what? You want to see a work action? The Colonel and the Devil even was with me on this one. We will go on strike if Dottie don't get a shout out. Oh, you with me on this, Devil?
I just don't care.
See, she don't care.
You don't care about Dottie?
Oh, I love Dottie.
Dottie gets a shout out.
All right, so let's roll, shall we?
Let's roll.
All right, let's talk about Christine Falling.
Nancy.
The babysitter from hell.
I thought I was a babysitter from hell.
Well, I don't know. It's Christine.
No, you're the co-worker from hell.
17 years old, from Perry, Florida. She had murdered at least 5 neighborhood children by suffocation.
They probably deserved it.
Now, kids, come on. These are young victims here.
Have you met children?
Kids are like little psychopaths.
I know.
They are.
But this wasn't that long ago, so
that'll be any better.
She was one of, Christine is one of the youngest female serial killers in the U.S. history. I don't usually like doing, covering female serial killers because usually they poison people. That's usually their M.O.
Eileen Wuornos didn't.
That's candy. Well,
she did.
Crazy.
Yeah, she was crazy. I mean, another one we're going to do in the future, near future, is also wacko. Well, this woman was wacko, too. She strangled him. To me, that's very personal. It's putting yourself out there as opposed to, you know, slipping someone some arsenic or something.
These were very young children, so it really wasn't fair to them. They hadn't had a chance to piss her off.
Right.
Right.
Right. Anyway, let's talk about her background. Christine Falling was born in Perry, Florida. March 12, 1963.
Of course, she was born in Florida.
Which is the year, Colonel, that JFK was assassinated.
What year was it?
1963.
What year when was you born?
March the 12th. That was your birthday, right? Birth year, right?
My birth year. I was the last baby boomer, Timmy.
Yeah, you were not born.
You were not the last baby
boomer. She was a little bit older than you. Christine is a little bit older than you. She still is. She's still around. Her father was 65 years old. Her mother was 16. So there was a little bit of an age difference there.
It's quality.
I'm not judging.
Quality parenting. You shouldn't judge.
Now, he married the 16-year-old mother, but she already had a 2-year-old by that time.
Is it Jerry Lee?
She'd already had a... Was she a coal miner's daughter or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Married to Jerry Lee Lewis.
Florida, down there in Florida. You know,
Florida.
Yeah.
Well, Florida. That's all you got to say.
Christine was raised in poverty. She was obese and had less than average intelligence.
Ooh, she made me kind of...
She was physically... It was rumored, and it's alleged, I should say, by some folks that she was physically and sexually abused.
Well, how are you going to pass up that? I mean, describe her. She was obese.
No fat girl with issues.
Yeah, how are you going to...
She was less than average intelligence, too.
Stupid fat girl with issues.
Stupid fat girl with issues. Yeah, how are you going to pass that up?
She had an older sister, Carol, who was a year and a half older than her. From the beginning, life was very challenging for her. Her mother left. Her mother, Anne...
She couldn't fit through a door.
And her mother...
knob.
Her mother, Anne, left often for months, and every time she would return home, she would be pregnant.
So she's like my neighbor's dog.
Apparently, she was going somewhere and doing the nasty and not using protection.
Clinton.
Over the following 2 years, after Christine was born, Anne had two more children, two boys, Michael and Earl.
Yeah, name the kid Earl, man.
Why would you do that? I don't know. Of all of her children, Thomas, her father, her biological father, only claimed Earl to be his own.
And the I can't figure, who was the youngest?
Carol.
Carol, so she returns home pregnant, how could the one be his own? She kept coming back.
Because she was, he married her, he was 65. He married Anne.
Married Anne
when she was 16, but she already had a 2-year-old at that point.
Well, Carol, Christine, and then there was Michael and Earl.
Yeah. So we don't know about
Earl was the youngest.
Yeah, they probably need to do a little DNA testing on that whole
family.
Never
mind the fact that you've hung around now to wait until she finally gets pregnant with your kid.
Yeah,
right. Well, the dude's pushing 70 by that point.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
So the Slaughters were very poor, let's see. Thomas took care of the kids during Anne's absence, but there is, there was some speculation that he may have been abusive with them, at least physically abusive, if nothing else. But again, that's all hearsay at this point. He had a work-related accident. Poor guy's working in his 70s, and he had a work-related accident.
He's got all these fucking kids he's got to take care of.
Well, Of which one is his. Right. Well, that's what happens when you're 65 and you marry a 14-year-old. Things should happen.
That's
so
true.
Gross.
That's karma.
I guess she was 16 at the time. But anyway.
Yes, that makes a difference.
No, well,
the children were
16.
Age of consent.
Kids were shuffled around from foster home to foster home, so they had a lot of abandonment
issues. So after he has this accident, Anne comes back and rejoins the family.
She rejoins the family.
And then she abandons them on a bench in a shopping mall. She leaves them at the mall.
Yeah, apparently, according to Carol, Anne's sister, the mom left them on a bench at a shopping center.
Now,
it wasn't even a mall. It was a shopping center.
Yeah, it was a strip mall.
Now, who among us has not been left on a bench at a shopping center?
There was probably a Blockbuster there, Arby's or something.
Yeah, So then she splits. Now they got to be separated.
Yeah.
Right.
And Christine was three.
Yeah, because this is just back in the 70s.
Yeah, it's not that long ago.
There were Arby's.
Most of our listeners weren't born in the 70s.
Most of our panel was. When Christine was three, her and her sister were abandoned in an orphanage. So wait, and you really don't get abandoned.
I don't understand.
The orphanage said, fuck you guys.
No.
And then packed up in the middle of the night.
They got dropped off, I guess, at an orphanage. I don't think they were abandoned by an orphanage. Oh, they were abandoned
to the orphanage.
Yeah, and then they were adopted. Good news? By the Falling family,
that
Dolly.
That sucks for them.
Dolly Falling. Dolly Falling and her husband, they were unable to have children. His name was Jesse. They were unable to have children, so they adopted Carol and Christine, and the girls took their last name. And life for the two girls in a falling family was unstable.
Now, wasn't Jesse related to what those about
the,
kids?
Did they take the boys?
No.
No, they
only
two
were Carol and Christine.
They really only wanted Carol.
We don't know what,
like,
we don't know what the hell happened.
But wasn't Jesse related to them somehow? Related to the kids?
Could be. I don't know. I didn't read that.
Because that's what it says right here that you wrote.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But Jesse was related to the Slaughter children.
Just throwing that out there.
I just like that their last name is Slaughter. I think that's hilarious.
Well, it's fortuitous.
It is. Now, Christine took their last name, but the adoption did not go smoothly. Christine was epileptic.
Was what?
Epileptic.
What is epileptic?
Is that
when you pull hair out of your legs? Because that hurts like hell.
Yeah. Ow.
She had severe
learning.
Yeah, she had severe learning disabilities.
She was stupid.
She was obese and aggressive.
she was like a hippopotamus.
She was physically unattractive.
Well, clearly,
and it had an odd, vacant look in her eyes,
much like that one over there. Never mind the fact. I think we went over that she was stupid.
She was dumb, like that, stupid, aggressive.
There's nothing going on up there, but if you asked her, she'd hit you in the face.
Well, she didn't have a lot going for her.
I hope they had a big ass dowry for that girl.
So she had to take medication for her seizures.
What kind of seizures?
Epileptic seizures.
Okay, let's be honest. Let's all be honest, Timmy.
Yes.
Haven't you just once wanted a girl to go into an epileptic seizure while you was having sex with him?
Once.
I mean, just one time, just to see what it's like.
I don't know what kind of response you're getting, dude. But I have to hold her tongue so they don't choke to death. So they don't swallow it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Now, I know you find this hard to believe. But Christine
astounded me.
Christine was bullied at school.
No.
She didn't beat the shit out of him.
Did she even know she was being bullied?
Apparently, because she was unhappy. She argued with her adopted parents. Now, by the age of 9, she started to torture and kill animals.
That's probably why she was arguing with her adopted parents. We bought you 6 cats in the last week.
Actually, it sounds worse than it is, because she was actually... when they asked her why she was dropping cats from very lethal heights and strangling them, she said she wanted to test the theory to see if they really had 9 lives.
No, it sounds as bad as
that's legit. Yeah. That's legit.
Well, it was a scary experience.
The only thing that's legit is a scientific experiment. Is to spin them and see if they land on their feet.
It is a scientific experiment.
And, you know, I'm having, you know, my cat Sam on this part. When Sam listens to all the podcasts, I'll have to put my hands over her ears.
Yeah, she won't like that. She'll start nibbling at your nose while you sleep.
Yeah, she won't look at it at all. But anyway.
She's going to do that on his dead body when he goes by himself.
Yeah, she's going to eat his mushy parts bigger than shit.
Both Carol and Christine, the sisters, became rebellious and unruly as they got older.
And they probably got caught at everything because they're stupid.
Yeah, because they're not very bright.
I probably had to.
Now, according to this author,
she was fat, she had to haul it through.
This woman wrote a book on her called Madeline Blazey, and the book is called "The Heart Is an Instrument." She claims that they were both physically and sexually abused by Jesse Falling. Something that the Fallings both deny. So we just throw that out there. It just was an accusation.
Now, how can the mother deny it?
Well, I don't know. She's denying, I guess.
Clearly, he wouldn't do it right in front of the mother unless
she denied that she had any knowledge of it.
Well, yeah.
When in doubt, deny.
Oh, yeah.
Life at the Falling home was dysfunctional. I mean, these are the people who adopted her, right?
These are the people that adopted
her. Yeah. It was so dysfunctional that a church pastor interceded, and they agreed to send the girls away.
I believe these two girls would make life at the Waltons dysfunctional.
Yeah,
they fuck up Little House on the Prairie.
It's bad enough that their home situation was before. Then you get put in an orphanage only to be adopted by people who allegedly abused them. So I don't know. Also at the age of nine, Christine and her sister were placed in a children's refuge in Orlando for a year.
Another word for orphanage?
Yeah.
Or like a wildlife refuge?
Like a wildlife thing where they people just, can drive by on tour buses?
You know, there is, they used to have human zoos where, you know.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what that makes me think of. Look at the children in their natural habitat.
Yeah, look at the small, fat, stupid girl.
Yeah.
Oh, she's having a seizure.
Watch her. She'll throw poo at you.
God. You can use it for game hunting.
So this orphanage or refuge was a group foster home designed to help neglected and abused children. Christine later commented that she really liked her time there, although according to social workers, during her stay she was a thief, compulsive liar, and would often get into trouble just to get the attention that it brought.
Well, didn't she get enough attention being fat and stupid?
I guess probably was not getting a lot of dates at that point.
She was getting attention, but she didn't know it because of that vacant look in her eyes all the time.
Yeah, it was also noted by social workers that Jesse Falling, the adopted dad, had been arrested twice for sexually abusing Carol. Now, again, the charges on those were dropped. One time it ended in a hung jury, and the second time charges were dropped. So
they should not use the term hung jury in a sex crime.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it is creepy. But anyway, so... They returned back to the Fallings' home to live after a year at this orphanage or group home. This time there was no sexual abuse going on, but according to this author, the physical abuse continued. The final episode of physical abuse happened in October 1975 during the Cincinnati Reds World Series championship. And where Jesse, the dad, the adopted dad, allegedly subjected Christine to a severe beating that lasted over 10 minutes.
She probably stood in front of the television while he was trying to watch the game.
They didn't have no widescreen.
Yeah, he was probably an A's fan. But anyway, he also...
10 minutes ain't no severe beating.
Well, he insisted that she...
I don't know where they came from. This
warm up. This is kind of sick. He insisted the next day that she wear shorts to school. It's October in Florida, so you could probably wear shorts. But he wanted everyone to see the justice marks.
Was it
the Colonel Justice?
Yeah.
If the Colonel gives you justice, you're going to walk around with the justice marks for a long time.
The following day, the girls ran away.
To scare the other kids.
Mm-hmm. So Christine and Carol run away, and they go to Bloomstown, Florida, and they live with their natural mother's, their birth mother, Anne. They did that for a while, and at the age of 14, in 1977, our friend gets married. Christine gets married to a man who was reportedly her stepbrother.
Yes!
Mm-mm-mm.
When she was 14, she married him. He was in his 20s, so, you know, that is more age-appropriate than her mom, but still kind of creepy. The marriage, surprisingly, was riddled with arguments and violence, and ended in just after 6 weeks.
There you go. Didn't afford to feed her after that.
Well, I hope they get their deposit back from their apartment, because they went in there very long.
From their trailer.
There were violence. There were fights. Christine threw a 25-pound stereo at her husband during one of their fights.
Bob and Weave.
Now, you know what? And that just goes to show you how far we've come, because just the other day, Renee fired an iPad in my head.
Yeah.
I mean, not a 25 pounds. Yeah. I mean, just a little iPod.
iPod, yeah.
Fired right at my
head. So it wasn't even as big as an iPad.
It didn't even weigh a pound.
The thing about throwing a 25-pound stereo at someone...
You got to be a big woman.
It's not a quick action, so the person's got a little time to get out of the way.
Unless they're sleeping.
Bob and Weave.
unless they're sleeping. Yeah. So anyway... After her marriage failed, surprisingly, Christine developed a compulsion for going to the hospital emergency room.
Yes.
Each time she would complain of different ailments that her doctors could not diagnose. One time, she went complaining of bleeding, which turned out to be her regular menstrual period.
That sucks.
Another time, she thought a snake bit her.
We don't know, but
within 2 years, she went to the hospital over 50 times. So, yeah. The thought is that she was just trying to get attention. There's something called Munchausen syndrome.
Munchausen's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always thought of that as when you try to get attention through, like, through your child.
I think it's Munchausen's
by proxy.
So Munchausen syndrome is you to get attention for yourself.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, that's what they thought that she may have been in, dealing with. Munchausen by proxy then it would be if you're saying your child was sick.
Yeah.
I only remember Eminem said he had that. His mom always, I think he was getting like a, she was going to get like a check for him or something, like Social Security check or something for him when he was young, and there wasn't really nothing wrong with him, but she would take him to the doctor all the time.
Yeah.
That's just called good business.
As an adult, she had the mental age of an 11 or 12 year old. So for work, she didn't have a lot of employment options as she got older. So Christine took up.
So she went to work for the county.
She was a lineman for the county.
Yeah, she was a lineman for the county.
No, she took up babysitting. Surprisingly, because she felt she had all the right skill set.
Well, and with being aggressive, stupid fat girl.
Well,
Nothing like having a big mean fat girl.
That's clearly what we do.
At least she didn't become a veterinarian, which I think was, you know, probably a good idea. Consider her
relationship with canines
or cats.
Either one.
So she becomes a babysitter.
Yeah, and she was hired to watch Cassidy Johnson, who was two. I know her little nickname was Muffin.
Muffin. See, she thought she was a cat and tossed her off the roof.
Well. But she was hired to babysit. I love this. So she's hired to babysit Cassidy while her family went to work digging worms to sell as bait. Is that full-time employment? Is digging worms full-time employment?
When I was a kid, we used to do that, and you get a whole quart. You like a milk jug, a quart milk carton, and you fill them up, and you get like a dollar. So, I mean, that's a lot of damn work for a dollar. So, I'm sure they wasn't really rolling in the bucks. And then they had to pay this crazy psycho to babysit during that time.
Not for long.
Okay.
They didn't have to pay her. They didn't even have to pay her for a whole day. 4 hours later.
Okay.
Muffin became sick. And then she died 3 days later.
Oh, poor Muffin. So, did they pay Christine for her services?
Doesn't say, but doctors at the Tallahassee Hospital declared that she had brain inflammation.
Oh, like encephalitis.
Encephalitis, yeah. So, one of the physicians that examined the body, Robert Bodie, said he suspected that falling, not natural causes, had taken the baby's life. An examination disclosed that Cassidy Johnson had actually succumbed to blunt force trauma of the skull. So, old girl cracked her head.
Yeah.
The 2-year-old's head. So,
it wasn't...
No, but how did they miss that in the first place?
Yeah, throughout this, this isn't the first one they missed.
The result of the autopsy spawned an immediate investigation, and Falling was quickly interviewed by police. She claimed that the child had toppled from her crib and fallen unconscious to the floor when Falling was out of the room. But the police weren't buying her line of shit. But there was no evidence to contradict her version of what happened to the child, and the matter was not pursued further. Because she's not... Wait, why are you looking at me?
Look at me. What? I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I think today they probably would have probably...
You got to remember, this is Florida.
Yeah. It is Florida. That's Darwinism at its best down there.
I mean, they had Bundy going on. They had Henry Lee Lucas going on.
I don't know. It's just these kids. They can't defend themselves. And this dipshit who can't find her ass with two hands and a flashlight, no matter how big her ass is. And who's letting her babysit their children?
Oh, it gets better.
Because she's vacant. If I can look at somebody and there's nobody home, no.
You're going to snap your fingers in front of her eyes and see if it blinks.
Let's see. After the death of Cassidy Johnson.
Although I've dated women with blank stares before.
I know. Falling moved to Lakeland, Florida, and again began babysitting to support herself.
Okay, so she's going to stay in that line.
So she's chosen a profession.
Yeah, that career.
Excels in.
Yeah.
Within a few months.
You lose one child,
Let's put that first one down to a rookie mistake.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right. So within a few months of her arrival in Lakeland, a four-year-old boy who was in falling care suddenly stopped breathing without any prior sign of illness.
Now, I've had three boys. You know how many times they've come close to stop to breathing when they was 4 years old?
Well, that's because you had your hand on their, over their nose.
Yeah. Probably some connection with the same reason why these kids stopped breathing.
So the death of Jeffrey Davis was as suspicious as that of Cassidy Johnson, and an autopsy was again ordered. The examination disclosed that the boy had suffered from a condition that caused chronic heart inflammation. However, that was deemed insufficient to be the cause of death.
Yeah, that condition is called strangling my fucking throat.
Right, so there's that. The medical examiner noted no other potential cause of death, and the case was closed. Where did they find these fucking...
I'm telling you.
Medical examiner.
This story is weird.
Because I was going to do it. Last time we had an election for coroner, there was only one person running.
You going to run against her?
I'm going to run against her because you know what I found out?
With all your experience, Quincy?
You do not have to have a medical degree to be the coroner.
Well, right. Clearly.
Any dumb sumbitch walking off the street that can get enough votes can be the coroner.
Because it's not like you're going to kill anyone.
I want to be the coroner next time. Colonel for coroner.
All right.
That's going to be my campaign sign.
I support you.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean...
Let's liven things up around
here. I could... No. I mean, but obviously...
You should do live autopsies.
But obviously, you can't fuck up any more than this guy was doing.
Exactly.
Let's see. So, 3 days after that tragedy, the bereaved aunt and uncle of Jeffrey Davis asked Falling to babysit their 2-year-old son, Joseph Spring, while they attended the little boy's funeral.
So they're going to the funeral.
So hold on. The pet alligator ate one of the kids, and they said, oh, no, we can't have this pet alligator no more. I'll take him.
Right.
He won't do nothing to my 4-year-old.
Right.
Okay.
Whilst his parents were at the funeral service, Joseph inexplicably died while taking a nap.
Don't laugh. These are kids.
The local physician speculated that the young boy may have succumbed to a viral infection, and that the same mysterious disease may also have accounted for the death of really? So that house just has the black mark of death on the front door?
You'll get to this, I think. But then they start thinking she might be like a...
Well, do you want me to get to it, or are you going to give it away?
It's just a bit of bad luck.
She's having a bad run.
Yeah. Well, first of all, why would you have her babysit? Just on the, the off chance.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Kids are pretty resilient.
Yeah.
Because right now she's 0 for 3.
Yeah. They're pretty easy to keep alive. Most of the time.
For the most part, yeah.
I mean, they're pretty
as hard as they try to kill themselves.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so no investigation into the deaths of these two young boys was ever undertaken. And once again, Falling said, all right, well, I'll just go ahead and go. And she moved back to Perry.
Again, I want to know, was she paid?
I don't know that you pay someone. I bet you forget.
She probably didn't ask for a ride.
Do you think that in all the commotion, the mother's hysterical, the father's hysterical.
She's
walking up,
tiptoeing out of the room.
I know this.
Can you pay me?
Yeah,
I was here for like 3 hours.
You owe me at $3, because they couldn't have paid the worm diggers. Couldn't have been paying a lot.
Maybe they paid her in worms.
Yeah,
she's got the point.
So, in July 1981...
So she's got her half-quarter worms.
Yes. Moving on.
Well,
I'm going to at least
currency.
Need...
It's currency by the lake.
I'm going to at least need a chicken.
Well, there's money in live bait.
it's a cash cow. It's a cash cow.
There's gold in their worms.
Yes, there is. So in 81, she found a job as a housekeeper to a 77-year-old invalid by the name of... Wait a minute. Wait for it.
All right.
By the name of Wilbur Swindle.
Wilbur.
You know what? Swindle.
I bet you know what Wilbur's favorite things were?
Horses.
A butterscotch, yes.
Oh, my God. Stop it. So she decided now.
Nobody's getting in your panel, man.
She decided now that she's been so successful with young people.
With children.
Yeah, that she now wants to.
I think that she might figure, you know, maybe if I get them at the end of their life, people won't get as excited.
It's less suspicious. Yeah.
And I'm sure that she's going to be very successful with this guy.
On the first day of her new job, Swindle inexplicably died while in his kitchen. Allegedly due to his heart attack.
Damn.
To a heart attack. But because of his age and poor medical condition, local authorities did not investigate the elderly man's death.
Well, why would you? You got dead people.
So bitchy, so
you can't, dead people all around.
You can't swing a dead cat that got dropped from the 9th floor without hitting a dead person around there.
This one's my favorite, though. This is because I have this mental image, so work with me here. Okay, so soon after Swindle's death, Falling accompanied her stepsister and 8-month-old niece, Jennifer Daniels, on some shopping errands.
All right.
Daniels' mother left the baby in the car with Falling to make a short stop at the local supermarket. However, when she returned, Daniels found her baby dead. And Christine Falling in a panic. So actually what I see is, you know, her coming back to the car and Christine just kind of looking around. I haven't heard her. I think she's sleeping. Just, I don't know.
I told you not to leave the windows up.
So this lady runs in and gets a pack of cigarettes or whatever.
She gets milk.
And in fact, she gets back, the infant is dead.
Yeah. And Christine's out looking at the sky. Yeah.
And it's the damnedest thing.
It really is. It's just a string of bad luck for her. All right, so...
She wasn't even getting paid for this one. Yeah.
But, let's see. According to Falling, the girl had just... It was a mystery. She stopped breathing.
Stopped breathing?
Yeah, it's a mystery.
And a year... Let's see. Wait a minute. Once again, the death of Jennifer Daniels was determined to be of natural causes, and no investigation ensued. I could do that job. I could do that. I could do that. You know what? I could do it.
Who was doing it? Was it Inspector Clouseau investigating these motherfuckers?
I could do this.
She's working against her own best interest. She's killing all of her customers.
Well, here's the thing. I could do this job without cutting the body. Like, I can bring this in at the lowest cost.
She did it.
The lowest cost.
The fat girl did it.
I don't even have to do that. I don't know.
I don't know.
It looks like natural causes.
Well, you know.
You don't even have to get him undressed. Yeah. I can tell you. Natural causes.
2-year-old. Yeah. You know. They're liable to drop at any time.
Their cholesterol. You know, they eat that fatty food. Their cholesterol just
terrible. Yeah, that Gerber's is bad for you.
Well, so a year later, on July 2nd, 1982, a 10-week-old infant. A 10-year-old infant, Travis Coleman, also stopped breathing while in Falling's care. Coleman's parents cooperated.
I bet he put up a struggle, though.
Yeah, those 10-week-olds, they can be fine.
Oh, 10-week. I thought you said 10-year-old.
No, 10-week-old. These parents cooperated with an autopsy request, and it was discovered that the infant had died of suffocation. A deliberate suffocation. Doctors ruled sudden infant death syndrome. Falling was so distressed that she was committed to a psychiatric unit. This dumb bitch can't keep anything alive.
I'm telling you.
I wouldn't give her a cactus.
Mm-mm. Well, now they're getting very suspicious.
Really? Like, I don't know why.
She's raising eyebrows now.
What? She's not getting good references, I can tell you that.
Now, the old man, he was easy to explain just by a heart attack.
That's what I'm saying. You get the old ones.
Yeah, but Jesus Christ, the first day?
Well, you know, she don't have time to dawdle.
Now, as for the babies, the medical examiners...
You're in orientation or something. You know, you're still filling out your I-9, and she's struggling.
Nope. She ain't got time for that. You got to keep it moving.
It's like actually grabbing the boob of the person next to you while you are filling out your W-4s.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like...
Well, why waste time?
Is this inappropriate? I'm sorry.
Why waste time?
Well, the old man, he's a little easier to explain. That was just a heart attack.
Yeah, it's
old man, they have heart attacks. Now, as for the babies, the medical examiners, they considered a slew of deadly possibilities, including snake bite, tainted water, germs,
malnutrition. Yeah, because, you know, there's all kind of, you know, it's obvious that the five kids will get a snake bite.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I just made up snake bite, but that.
Well, they think that, I thought you were going to talk about it, but they thought she was kind of like a.
That's my next line.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Malnutrition or sudden infant death syndrome. Now, one theory held that falling was a later-day typhoid Mary, an innocent carrier of a deadly disease. And she actually was innocent, not so innocent carrier of a deadly disease. It was called
being a strangulation.
Yeah.
A head basher. Now, all kinds of theories swirled around the deaths of the first four babies and Wilbur.
Oh, poor Wilbur.
A 77-year-old cancer patient who'd hired. Oh, so this was a Dr. Kevorkian thing. He was a 77-year-old cancer patient. He had the consumption.
Oh, that's sad.
Now, falling was immediately questioned by local law enforcement officials about Coleman's death. About the Coleman's death. And despite the investigation, doctors ruled sudden infant death syndrome. Falling was so distressed being committed to this psychiatric unit. Now, while she was there, she confessed to killing the children.
Confession is good for the soul. Well,
it is.
Yeah.
She said, tormented by voices in her head, she killed them.
I'm so tired of all I hear voices. Shut up.
Bitch, try having real children and not killing them after the first day and see how many voices you hear all the time.
But she had no children. She was just
babysitting. She should have dug worms.
She should have dug worms.
Can you strangle a
worm? Nobody likes her. Everybody
you really can't
her.
Strangle a worm or a snake.
Yeah, that's tough to do. I was thinking about that the other day. Can you strangle a snake? That'd be
you
tough
cut
to
a
do.
Worm in half and they'll regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they will.
And I wonder if you see. I always wondered about worms.
I always wondered if penises
cut
do
them
that.
Into eighths.
Does penises do that?
They do not.
They don't regenerate.
Did you see they had the first penile transplant in the United
that.
States?
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he was kind of sad.
They exhumed John Holmes. He had penile cancer. That ain't no joke.
No, Farrah Fawcett had ass cancer. So.
It's on my driver's license to donate my penis. It should.
Yeah, I'm keeping my penis. I told them they can have my corneas. They can have my lungs, not my penis.
Well,
not my.
Well, I've donated mine to University of Cincinnati so they can
study it.
Study it, yeah.
I don't want to be up in heaven.
I've got
banging.
A whole west wing of the medical center at UC for my penis.
I do not so want to be
they
up
got a little sign there. So it's the future home of Tim Scott's penis.
I don't want to be. Think about this. You live your whole life the right way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get sent up to heaven where you get everything you want.
Like that.
You get everything you want, and all of a sudden you can get everything you want, and you ain't got no penis or no eyes.
Yeah, that's hell. You're in hell.
Yeah, and now let's say you got a penis, you're liable to be banging ugly ones.
Or you get there and you have a penis, but there's no vagina.
Or you have a penis and no thumbs.
No, women don't.
Oh, that's just
no. Because women don't donate their vaginas.
Oh, they don't.
No,
you know why?
That shit ain't free. You got to pay for that.
Well,
you got that right.
And we don't have to. And you will never hear women walk around lighting, striking a match, and going, "Hey, watch this." We don't blow our shit off.
You know what? There's no such thing as a free vagina.
There is no such thing. When that saying, "There's no such thing as a free,"
don't you love it when women say? Oh, I'm not a whore. What do you think? And you're not. Mm-hmm. No woman gives it away.
I know my paycheck gets direct deposited into her account every 2 weeks.
What do you call that? So many concerns for Tim.
I'm just saying that to a degree, there's always an exchange of money.
There's
for
an
sex.
Exchange for money for services.
Yes,
it's a business trend. Even know how long.
What if I want to take it back?
Doesn't matter how long you've been married.
What if I want to take it back?
Or who
I
you
kept
went,
the receipt.
Or you're dating.
What if I don't get a refund?
I mean, you're dating. You go out.
I would
pay
like
for
a
dinner.
Refund.
You pay.
Right.
You pay for Applebee's or whatever.
Yes, Applebee's.
Which ain't cheap.
Well, yeah.
And, you know,
you get 2 for $20. You're fine.
Here's the dilemma in this, Timmy.
Cripes.
That's a Chili's, I think.
That should be at least a BJ.
It
Applebee's.
As prices
for onion rings.
As prices increase.
Yeah.
The vagina don't get any better. It stayed the same.
Well, or I mean, it gets worse.
It gets worse with age. Technology has gotten better.
The vagina is not evolving. It has a short shelf life.
It does have a short shelf life.
Like between 22 and 30. Really? That's it.
It should come with an expiration date on it, just like cottage cheese. It can trick you. I got out the other day and I was looking at cottage cheese and I was like, isn't cottage cheese in itself a bad product?
Yeah, isn't it expired by nature?
And then it said February 23rd.
Naughty by nature is actually what it is.
So by nature, yeah. Vaginas are, they're a little curdly.
They are, and they're very strange. They're a strange instrument.
Are you kidding me now? Is this what we're doing?
They're like one of those thousand leggers, you know? You look at them and they're like, how did that happen? What is in here? We got this.
Well, you need a map. You really need a map.
Well, you need a GPS, you need a map, and really you need a Sherpa.
Really?
To carry all this shit, you need to take care of that vagina, you need a Sherpa.
Yeah, but you know what? If you've been there once or twice, you shouldn't need the map. You should know to turn left at the McDonald's.
But here's the thing. You buy a dinner. You take them to Applebee's. You buy them
fucking
all a car.
Applebee's. What is with you?
I'm saying. You buy them the onion rings.
You get them
the chicken tenders. Mm-hmm.
You might even throw in a shake and dessert.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fair enough. But then it should be all about you.
After they sate themselves on your food, your dime.
And on your dime. And then it should be all about you. But then they want you to satisfy them.
I know. What is that? You done got satisfied.
You got the onion rings.
Chocolate brownie sundae you had should have satisfied.
If you date that stupid fat girl, then yeah, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Well, let's get back to the stupid fat girl. But you're right, Timmy. But that's if there's anything you take from this, as technology gets better, vagina stays the same.
No. What you should take from this is don't take a fucking date to Applebee's. You're a grown man. Do not take a date to Applebee's.
Well, there's usually not a lot of waiting.
But the quality of your women might go up if you say, "Hey, let's go to Jack Ruby's Steakhouse."
No, I think you need Applebee's or Fridays.
Or wait,
for first two dates before you decide if you're upgrading.
For my dates, Applebee's is high class.
I know. Well, and
a lot of his dates can't even order the margarita, so you don't have to worry.
They certainly can't spell Applebee's. I was thinking more along the lines of a Sizzler or a Golden Corral might be.
Yeah, that's a special occasion.
Wow,
and she has to swallow.
Well, this girl.
More than a hot fudge brownie sundae.
This dumb bitch here would have been perfect for an all-you-can-eat buffet.
She asked to leave.
Oh, she's the buffet's worst.
You leave for Ella. You leave now. I love that skit.
Okay, let's get back to the crazy fat girl.
All right.
Oh, fat girl.
So, okay, she's saying that the voices in her head made her murder the children by placing a blanket over it. Now, she eventually confessed to 5 murders. She was afraid of getting the death penalty and agreed to a plea deal. She told detectives that she killed her victims by smotheration.
Smotheration.
Well, as they were having an epileptic.
Epileptic.
She learned
how to never make fun of my pronunciations again when she's throwing around words like smotheration.
You know what, though? He knows it's wrong. You throw out epileptic. It's something everybody should know.
She probably hasn't been to law school either.
Doesn't that sound like a heavy metal death band?
Epileptic.
Smotheration.
It sounds like a heavy metal like festival or something.
Yeah,
smotheration.
You going to Smotheration this year?
Smotheration Nation.
Tickets. Yeah.
Going to Smotheration Nation.
Okay. So what happened to our young?
Well,
friend?
She was arrested. Blah blah blah. She claimed she heard the voices. Yeah. She also learned she had learned how to do smotheration by watching television.
Well, that's...
I don't know what show
Sesame
does smotheration.
Street.
Yeah. She boasted
Electric
about
company.
Putting
Blues,
her...
Blues.
But she put her own spin on this technique
yeah.
by placing a blanket over
it's
the children's faces.
Oh, she put him up.
She says she also, her voice is telling her, cure the baby, cure the baby, cure the baby.
Not the mama.
In a taped confession, she described the events leading up to the smotheration of each child.
Jesus Christ.
According to Fallon, Cassidy Johnson was smotherated because she had gotten kind of rowdy or something. Jeffrey Davis, now I wonder if he was named after Jefferson Davis.
Yeah, from the South, I would almost guess she was.
Yeah. He, according to her, made me mad or something. I was already mad that morning because I'm an aggressive fat girl and I always am mad.
Yeah.
And I just took it out on him and just
there
started
no cats around.
Choking him till he was dead. Now, Joe Boy, now who'd want to have that damn name?
Joe Boy?
Yeah, Joe Boy.
Yeah.
He was napping. I don't know. I just got the urge and wanted to kill him. Her niece, Jennifer Daniel, died because
he's asleep. He's not even crying.
He's chilling.
Her niece, Jennifer Daniels, died because, well, shit, she was continually crying and crying and crying and made me so mad, I just put up my hands around her neck and choked her until she shut up.
Well, how could she have been with her? She just ran in the store to get some cigarettes.
Well, she could have been crying on the way there. Uh-huh. Travis Coleman, he was sleeping. She said there was no real reason for killing him.
There you go.
So rather than face the trial and a death sentence, she confessed all this stuff. And on September 17th, 1982, Christine Falling pled guilty to the murder of two children and received two concurrent life sentences. 3 years into her life sentence, she admitted that Swindle, whose death had been ruled a heart attack, had also been the victim of her urges, and she had just watched some porn on YouTube on face-sitting, so she held the old man down with a hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very dangerous activity.
It's
though.
A danger. Yeah. That. Let me just say, listeners, that's a practice. It's like that. Choking yourself.
Yeah. And an autoerotic fixation. Yeah. Face sitting can be dangerous, especially with if she was
when you got a big, angry, aggressive, dumb, yeah. vacant-looking girl.
Yeah.
Squatting on you. And plus, even if you got a safe word.
Yeah.
You're yelling it right into the hoo-ha, and all you hear is.
They can't hear it.
Celery.
Yeah,
they can't hear you.
They can't.
Inexperienced face sitter will be the downfall of humanity.
I ask for references myself.
Of course you do. As you should.
Yes. Because, you know, face sitting is not for the faint of heart.
It's not at all.
No. Sometimes the only way that you can get them off.
And there's hygiene. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. You got to be concerned about hygiene.
Well, and sometimes the only way to get them off is to tickle the dirty flower and get them to jump.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's just so you can take a breath.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when you're, like, ready to tap out. But, you know,
thank God.
One time.
Thank God this conversation is happening.
Oh, it's going to get worse. One time in Newport.
It always does.
At the Brass Ass in Newport. It's a strip club.
Yes, I know.
So I'm there, and this girl comes up, and she's trying to sell me a lap dance, and I'm not buying. You know, I'm like, nah, thanks. No, cheap fucker. No, because she was, you know, you know, Colonel, there's some women who are attractive, and then there's some who, you know, shouldn't
butt
be.
But ugly.
Yeah, well, exactly.
But ugly.
She got up. I was sitting down, and she kind of got on her knees on my chair and kind of got up in my face. Oh, my God. I mean, I left. I mean, I got up and left immediately.
Knock a buzzard off a gut wagon.
Oh, my God. And I'm thinking, oh, man, what poor son of a bitch is that? Is she going home too tonight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you realize hygiene is important.
I was at a bachelor party one time. And they had a stripper come in.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a...
What was his name?
This was a woman.
Thank you, Randy.
And this was a discount stripper. She wasn't...
Oh, yeah.
Ah, so this is a cokehead.
And as she's bending over and everything else, I noticed she got a big old... And it's one of those little tiny ones.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how you can get, like, just an irritated hair that doesn't cause a big pimple? But it causes a red mark about the size of a cantaloupe on your ass.
That's not a good look.
It's not. So she wiggling and doing all that. And then...
You wanting to pop it or something?
She lays some guy down... Because these guys are tossing, you know, they're sticking dollars in her thing. And,
right.
And she lays the bridegroom on his back.
Okay.
Takes a dollar bill from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Rolls it up real tight, like you're going to snort cocaine with it.
Right.
puts it on his forehead,
mm-hmm.
squats over, and picks up the dollar bill off her forehead with her vagina.
That's not sanitary.
No, first of all, it's not sanitary. Second of all, he had a snail track on his forehead. But what I told her, I put a five on his forehead and I said, I want $4. I want you to spit $4 back out of that.
Just give, so she give change?
She did not give change. I lost $5. It's like putting it in a vending machine and my potato chips got stuck.
Oh,
they did not
man.
Come out.
I hate when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, since we have a little bit of time, any shout-outs, Colonel? Anyone you want to give a shout-out?
I want to give a shout-out to Dottie.
Well, you already did that.
Okay, let's see. Who's members? Allie, Team Colonel. Kim Taylor, Team Colonel.
Why do you insist on dividing? Do you need that kind of external validation?
Oh, shut it up. Shut it up. Shut your cock holster.
That, it doesn't flow as well.
Lady Beverly?
Lady Beverly.
External validation.
Oh, you know what I actually did, and I hope
with her beautiful niece.
This is very important.
Okay.
We're giving a huge, huge Colonel kiss and History Dweeb's love to Lady Beverly and her beautiful little niece,
mm-hmm.
who's having some difficulties that they've blue lighted her a couple times.
We don't have to get into all that because it's not our business.
No, I did not know what blue lighting means when they come and take you in an ambulance in England.
Well, we hope she's doing better.
Yeah, we do, and I'm following Lady Beverly on Facebook to hope to hear some good news. So,
also, Chip's birthday was recently. So happy birthday,
Chip.
Yep. Happy birthday, Chip.
And for all of those who follow us, if you don't follow us on History Dweebs, the podcast group on Facebook, please join us. It's History Dweebs, the podcast. Just ask to join. You get to join us, and there's a lot of merriment. And for
after an extensive background check.
And you know what?
I just accept everyone. That's not what kind of human being I am.
Yeah.
I accept everyone. I'm pretty, and as I said, I'm armed most of the time. So I don't, if I get a crazy occasionally,
mm-hmm.
I figure I'm crazier than them. So if they're asking me for a friend request,
right.
How bad could it be?
Right. If they're going to be your friend, they're pretty desperate. So
exactly.
Why not?
But one thing I did forget that I need to mention is mm-hmm. that I talked about Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
But my youngest, my little boy, Logan,
mm-hmm.
Will graduate from high school on Thursday.
Oh, great.
So
congratulations,
I have another
Logan.
Graduate.
You do.
Three graduates in 1 year.
Amazing.
Well, they totally take after their mother.
Yeah, although Taylor is not technically graduating because he refuses to be part of that bullshit ceremony to chase about make you buy a cap and gown.
Oh my God, he is such a hipster. Like, get over yourself.
Oh no, the hipsters go through it. Taylor's just the most cynical kid you ever met in your whole life.
He's anti-establishment.
Over yourself.
He's got authority problems.
Yeah. Did he fight authority and authority always wins?
He does. They usually do win. And he's going to be... I believe doing a 2-week tour here shortly when school ends and
with his band, which is named
Old Guard
in the Chicago area. But
Chicago area, you can look them up on YouTube, see some of their songs, and
very talented group of young men.
But yes, I want to congratulate little. We call him. It's funny because he was like a bowling ball when he was born, so I called him Pudge. Now the boy's just about a half an inch taller than me and 150 pounds.
You're the pudgy one in the family.
I'm the pudgy one in the family. But the boys, the twins, took to calling him Pooch.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
And one day they were calling him Pooch. I was like, why are you calling him Pooch? And you know what Taylor told me?
Mm-hmm.
He's about 5 years old, 6 years old. He said, because you won't let us have a dog. They was making Logan be the dog.
Oh, well, that's funny. Brandy, where can people find us? Gemini,
you got an attitude. Is it that time of month again? Do we need to bring we got some chocolate over there, I believe.
It's every time of the month.
Every podcast is the time of the month for her.
She's going through her menstrual cycle.
Her motorcycle is just running.
Give us a notice and we'll skip the podcast for a couple
anytime
of
times. You're done.
Well, we won't skip one. We'll just leave her out.
Oh, that's better that way.
Yeah.
Because, she's not, like we were saying, she's not always on. Me and you are almost always on.
Yeah. She can be a little flat.
She can be a little flat.
She can be a little, and like I said, it's like a can. It's like when you come home and on your deck, there's a can of Diet Coke that's been opened up.
Yeah, or 2 liter.
And it's been sitting there, 2 liter. Yeah. And it's been, lid's been left off for about 2-3 days.
You know what? You let me know when we're ready to, when you want me to participate. Because the two of you seem to have this covered. So you let me know when you need me to pay attention to the fucking drivel coming out of your gashes. All right?
You seem a little
let
aggressive.
Let me know.
You seem tense.
I'm not aggressive, stupid. I'm none of those things. I'm not this lady.
Have you thrown any cats off buildings?
Have you strangled children, small children?
Not yet, but the day is young.
Have you strangled old men?
Again, the day is young and our door is locked.
Where can people find us, Brandy?
They can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, we have two pages on Facebook. We have the History Dweeb page where you can get, like, history information, and we post some cool stuff there. But we really like for you to join History Dweeb, the podcast group. And as we mentioned, you just asked to join there. We'll accept it. And a lot of fun stuff going on there, wouldn't you say, Brandy?
So much fun.
Where else can people find us?
On iTunes.
Yes. Find us on iTunes. Leave us a review. That's how other people find us. We got a 5-star review the other day. It was very good. And people said they really like the fact that we interact with our listeners. So we like that, too.
You can find us on X-Hamster.
Yeah. If you look on the face-sitting
if you look in
videos.
The right tag. Yeah. Yeah.
Colonel face-sitting, and you will be able to find
exactly.
You might not see him.
You'll see me tapping
out.
You just see my Nikes.
See his Nikes, and you'll see his
see me tapping out.
Yeah. Okay, and
Twitter
at HistoryDweebs1. We're on Stitcher. We're all over the damn place. Find us, like us, listen to us, and subscribe, and send us money. We love money.
Wouldn't you think that'd be a porn app called Twatter?
They should be.
Somebody would have come up with that by now.
Yeah, they should. If you, Twatter, yeah.
Twatter.
Yeah.
Instead of Twitter, Twatter.
I like it. You send out twats?
You send out twats. I mean, that's, yeah. No, you'd receive twats.
No.
You'd receive twats.
I
just
like
receive your phone and receive twats all day.
Sweet.
Kind of what I do now anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
With Tinder, I mean.
Yeah, I've seen some of them. I've been holding your phones when the pictures come flying across, Demi.
That was funny.
We all have.
It's funny at time Brandy had my phone.
Yeah.
I felt dirty. I still have nightmares.
I can't help it that random people send me pictures who I don't even know.
But it wasn't one of those, sexy lingerie. I mean, that was just a...
No, it was just vagina.
It was just vagina. It looked like somebody hit the poor girl in the leg, between the legs with a hatchet.
Show me her good side.
I was trying to watch the hologram of Tupac.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was.
I was trying to do was watch this hologram of Tupac.
On YouTube, on my phone.
On the YouTube, on his phone, and all of a sudden there's just... big vagina. I did not appreciate that. I'm good if I'm prepared. But
yeah, you gotta be prepared.
I want to say I did not authorize that person to
say
that.
It was an unauthorized vagina invasion. That's what that was. My personal airspace.
I'm sure if she had known that you had seen it, she would have probably been.
I don't think she cares.
I don't think it would have upset her.
When that's the picture that shows up when they send a call out or something, I don't believe they care that much.
I'm sure she sent it specifically for me, for my viewing only.
Oh, I'm sure you're the only one that's seen that hunk of twat. I'm sure.
All right, we'll see you all again next time.
Good day, listeners.
History Dweebs.
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone. Day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.